Telephone again to tell us about the Baldwin County Master Gardener's Spring Plant Sale is Plant Sale Chairman Paula Pritchett. Good morning, Paula.
Hello.
Hey, we've all got spring fever, ready to plant some flowers, and you have got a lot from us to choose from. Tell us about it.
We do. The sale will be this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Weeks Bay from 9 until 4. There'll be signs and flags showing the way. It's just across from Weeks Bay Reserve. We will have annuals, perennials, trees, shrubs, and there will just be a whole host of plants. Many of them come from Sims, from the growers there. Some, the master gardeners, have grown themselves in greenhouses, the plants in greenhouses. The proceeds from this sale will go to scholarships, and we will have the plant sale, rain or shine, just come on out. We'd love you to see the plants, buy the plants, talk to experts, and get advice of what you should do in your own yard. Credit cards will be accepted. We have a website. It's www.baldwinmastergardeners.com. www.baldwinmastergardeners.com. And on the website, you will be able to find a list of the plants that will be offered. You could look at that on your own computer. You can look and decide what plants you would want. You could print a copy of the list. We also have a Facebook page. You could check that, Baldwin Master Gardeners, and find out information about the sale. And Lori, can you have any questions for me? What have I left out?
Well, you've done great letting us know exactly what's going on, and I was just going to say how I enjoy the fact that you've got assistance on hand. The master gardeners are there. If they haven't grown the plant, they know about it. So when you're like, what should I put in my yard? Here's my situation. We've got some help instead of just going, oh, that's pretty, let's grab it, and it dies.
And if there's a particular plant you're interested in, if I don't know the answer, I can find someone that does, and what would look good in your particular spot and how to make it happy.
So it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, this week, April 8th, mm-hmm. 9th, and 10th, from 9 until 4.
Yes.
Do you find yourselves maybe running out if we wait until Saturday to come out, or do you usually have plenty of plants on hand?
We usually have plenty. We have lots and lots of plants, and no one at all will buy until Thursday morning at 9.
Okay. So shrubs and trees, including perhaps some fruit, blueberry and lemon as well?
Yes.
And as you mentioned, I can go to baldwinmastergardeners.com and actually see a list.
Yes.
Of the plant. Now, I know that you have, and forgive me for not remembering his name, but you have specialists that come to your seminars or are part of your group that might specialize in, I'm trying to say antique roses, but that's not heirloom roses and other heirloom type plants. Mm-hmm. Will you have some of those available?
Yes.
Okay.
We have a wide variety, and when the gates are open, people go in all directions looking for the particular plant.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to have a hand-painted rain barrel. There will be tickets available for the raffle, and the raffle will be on Saturday afternoon. Also, Master Gardeners are having a garden walk in Daphne. That will be on Saturday, May 1st, and there will be tickets available this week. We haven't no sale last year, so we're ready for a wonderful time for everyone.
Oh, you know, I didn't think about that. So that's right. You should have even more plants, and
yes,
everybody's more excited.
We need even more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, tell us a bit more about the garden walk. That was the other event I was trying to remember. On the phone with you.
May 1st, and there are 5 homes, gardens in Daphne that have said, yes, you can have the garden walk at our house. And they're a variety of gardens. And if you buy a ticket on Saturday, May 1st, you will go to one garden, of your choice, then go to the other one. You can do them in the order you want. And at each of the gardens, there will be master gardeners there to help you to explain the garden to what that particular garden to you, and then you can move on to the next garden. So just wander and enjoy beautiful gardens and get ideas of what you would like to buy or plant in your yard. I found a wonderful plant in a garden walk a few years ago, a tractor seat plant. I don't know its scientific name, but I'd never seen it. There were many questions about it, and now I have one.
Fun. Now tell me about the scholarship that all of these sales will, the proceeds will go to.
Okay. The students for the scholarships are from any Baldwin County school, high school, and they apply to our scholarship committee and fill out the information, and then we award scholarships to students, probably up to $10,000 worth a year. And many of these students go to coastal Alabama or some to Auburn. They're interested in plant-related fields.
Okay.
It could be garden, horticulture, agriculture, something that ties into growing things.
So you want to keep the torch burning and encourage young people to get into this.
Yes.
Type of a career. And then tell us about, you actually have Master Gardener classes, a series of classes to actually earn that title. Tell us about those.
Our Master Gardener courses are going on right now. A group of people apply to be Master Gardeners, anyone that's interested. Usually the applications are in by October, and then the classes begin in February, and once a week these people get together and learn about particular topics. I am an Alabama native, but as you know, many of our people in this area come from other places, and they say, what in the world can I grow here? Nothing works like other home. So that's where a lot of people learn those questions, answers to those questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for folks interested in signing up, I'm guessing for the next class, it's too late for this one?
Yes.
Okay. You can find Baldwin Master Gardeners online or on Facebook, and I even see a toll-free number here on the flyer for the Master Gardeners Spring Plant Sale. That is this week, Thursday,
yes.
Friday, Saturday, 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. now.
It's on the flyer, it says gardening questions, call the helpline. That's a statewide helpline. You call and you say, I have a question about my yard, my soil, my plant. Can you help me?
Oh, how nice is that?
To you.
Okay. That must be what, the Alabama Cooperative Extension Office? Okay. 877-252-4769. 877-252-4769. And for those not familiar with us, the sale is in the same place it has been for years, Highway 98, just west of the Fish River Bridge, what used to be an old campground. Is that still a campground?
No.
Okay.
But we use that site, and you have to meander back through the dirt road to find it. People think they're lost, but we're back there.
Okay. But it's actually across from the Weeks Bay Reserve, which is open to the public. And I presume, is that now part of the Weeks Bay Reserve property?
They're kind of separate entities.
Okay. All right.
But if you have plant sale questions, you can call me personally, and my phone number is on the flyer. It's 251-752-0609. Paula Pritchett.
Thank you, Paula. This is a wonderful annual event that we love in order to satiate that spring fever of planting new plants, and love having the advice of Baldwin County Master Gardeners to make sure we're getting the right thing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, Paula Pritchett, the plant sale chairperson with the Baldwin County Master Gardeners. If you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend so they can listen to it later, it will be posted by lunchtime to our website, wabf1480.com.